So item number 17 is PR 2021-00-5629, which is basically the same area, but slightly different. If you want to walk us through this one, please.
Sure. Sorry, I'm opening my comments here.
No. It's we probably all have too many screens open at the moment.
Yes. Okay, so this is for the Netflix expansion. Like you saw, I think it was 2 weeks ago, something like that, we are splitting the development into two areas. The one you already saw was the east side, and this is the north side. And Maggie, would you mind zooming in just a little bit?
On the top, sure. Whoops. Yeah.
Thank you. So we are taking four existing lots and proposing to subdivide them into two. The green area is going to be part of the studio expansion, and the red area is what they're calling periphery. That's basically because it's on the hard corner of Eastman and University, they're hoping to get some development in there to support the studios. So that is why those are separate. So we're coming in a couple weeks with the preliminary plat and a site plan as well, and some vacation of Eastman. So that is what is going to be proposed in a couple weeks. And the easements that are being vacated, there's a P&M and Quest easement, a Comcast easement. There's an existing private stormwater detention pond easement and a public pedestrian easement. Those are being removed and replaced by actual infrastructure in the right of way, or a different, you know, drainage scheme, stuff like that. So all of those will be covered with future easement or future right away.
Okay, thank you. Shahab, did you have something to add, or is your hand still up from before?
Real quick on this one, I think we had a conversation about this with Raquel already, so we just need all the improvements to be on the infrastructure list. You know, something else at the corners, and I'm sure Jim will bring these up at the corners. We need radiuses, you know, at the intersections. You have to provide radiuses at those intersections, but that's all I had.
So I did have a question. I saw that comment, and there is an existing public roadway easement on that corner to provide for that curve. So I was wondering if we keep that remaining, if that would just be sufficient.
This is Shahab. No, since you're doing a platting action, it's best to just go ahead and dedicate the right away for those corners.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll basically overtake the easements. Yeah. All right, that's all I had. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you. Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So I think. The question was, I'm going to change this right. You're going to have two tracks, and then red is one track and green is the other track. Is that
correct?
Okay. So I think the primary concern we're looking at this, we're a little confused on where the tracks are going to be. Related to that, potential land locking. It looks like with those two configurations, they both have frontage. They both have frontage on existing infrastructure. We do have two accounts showing where that school, I guess, is. So I guess that would be within the red track. When you come in for any planning action, we'll want to know where the services are located just so we can confirm the lot line changes aren't impacting any of those. I had one question on the northeast corner of the red track. The sewer doesn't go all the way. So what do you have an understanding of that?
Yeah. So due to elevations, you really can't extend it across that piece. There's just no way to get to make it work, basically. So both of these tracks will be served off of University. So we don't anticipate the need for that small section to be built, and it really can't be built just due to elevations.
Okay. I think we'll want to confirm that when you come with a planning action, some type of document, the inverts on the existing manholes would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. We have the as-bills. Yeah.
Perfect. And just for the record, the mains on University for sewer are interceptors. They're stubs provided. So the connection points will be at those stubs. They will not be able to do a direct tap anywhere along the line. Similarly, on the northeast corner, the water main switches to an 18-inch, and there's stubs provided, but they will not be able to tap the 18-inch with a new tap. They'll have to go to the stub. Again, for the record, outside the service area, there's an existing development agreement. No further board actions required. And again, I think that we had a comment about infrastructure list, but it sounds like you're not going to have that. We'll just need to confirm that that sewer question would be the only thing, I think, for coverage. And that's all we had for you. Any questions you have to answer?
I did want to know, do you know if there is any reuse line that's required in this area?
Yes, I didn't mention that in the last case. So there's reuse available, and other projects in Mesa del Sol will be extending it down University and then heading southwesterly adjacent to some of the apartment and single family projects that are ongoing. So in terms of level B type discussions, the city center area we just looked at, that will be something that we will be looking at in terms of what is needed here.
Okay.
As far as, you know, on a master plan, level B type document. And then when you come in for your planning actions, we'll want those on the infrastructure list if there's something that's not there that needs to be there. So
okay.
I think we don't have that specificity at this point as to what's needed or required. That I think another group is working on as far as a reuse plan.
Okay.
How much water and where it needs to go.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement?
Code enforcement has the same comments as the previous one, that this is within the architectural committee for Mesa del Sol.
Okay, thank you. Parks?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I don't think there's enough information for us to have a full evaluation, but perhaps it'll come with the site plan, but just, questions about how this is changing the level B. The level B shows some park activities or some park spaces and greenways, and just wanting to see if that's going to continue as planned or is that all being changed?
So the greenways that are shown in the level B are all part of the eastern area. So it's not really in this section, but it will be discussed in the level B amendment of how that's being managed and changed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Termijo, hydrology. An approved grading and drainage plan / report will be required prior to hydrology sign off.
Okay. Transportation?
Good afternoon. Gina with Porter with Transportation. I believe this is tied to phase one of Netflix. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. So they're calling both the north and the east phase one. But you do have the TIS that was provided for the north area.
Correct. And I think you're still working on comments, just finishing that up. So that'll have to be done prior to platting action.
Right.
And then any identified roadway infrastructure that is recommended to be built shall be placed onto an infrastructure list. I'm sure you've said that many, many times over the course of 5 years. Provide curves at property corners at the intersections, as Shahab had already mentioned before, and entire roadway sections shall be built for easterly traffic on Eastman, including sidewalk, curb, and gutter. Show roadway cross section for Eastman, and show overall exhibit with roadway widths identified, sidewalk identified, and distances from back of curb or right-of-way line.
Right, and for your third comment, you meant like the half street section, right?
The half street section, correct, yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so planning has again our standard comments regarding numbers and plats and utility signatures, also similar comments to the previous. See section regard 5.4 for subdivision of land, 5.2 for site design and sensitive lands. And then vacations must be justified per the criteria in 6.6.M.3, and those are listed below. So any questions for anyone?
No, I don't, but thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too.